This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to embrace the greater calling that is on your life. And sometimes we hear God's call to move towards greater, but we tune it out because we can't get past our fears and shortcomings and doubts. When I turn to the scriptures, I see that the same is true for Gideon, who was chosen by God to defeat the Midianites. Although Gideon would be victorious in the end, his truest battle was within. He was considered the least among his family members, and his family members were the least among all of the other tribes. It is likely that this mindset of being less than others and having that mindset reaffirmed day in and day out caused Gideon to doubt himself so much. What I have learned is that when we doubt ourselves, we're also doubting the presence of God in our lives. God is not expecting us to handle His assignments perfectly. Instead, He'd rather we step into that assignment, trusting that He is working alongside us. In Gideon's case, most of his men died on the battlefield, leaving him with about 300 men to fight against 135,000 Midianites. Imagine that. 300 against 135,000, odds of 450 to 1. Yet Gideon was still victorious. So have you been tuning out God's call because you're not factoring in that He would be working right alongside you? If so, hold on to these words. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and I will help you. Isaiah 41:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, answer His call.